work make the dream work. It says, nigga, you lie, we gon' only lie with you. That's what make me say, okay, I'ma lie with you. All right, yeah. Right there, this right here showcases 88 Keys is a musical genius.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Sean Pope, Sean Capone, Cleveland Zone, the well known.
Hey, yo, yo.
Musical genius. Live handles.
Y'all
a musical genius.
The live is in your city.
Alright. This is a different level of starting the podcast off. But y'all hear that? Y'all hear that vibe? Yeah. Vibe. Yeah. Vibe. Different level will be going through the vibe. People be like, damn, you ain't going live? Yeah. Going live sometimes, don't wanna go. Shit like that make me go hand. And bitches be talking all hand. I hate it when all of them sad. They looking like them again. Okay, all right. Hey, all right, man. Y'all be looking sad out here for real, man.
Hey, yo, yo.
Some of y'all be looking sad as fuck.
I about to see my happy face. My
eyebrows. Blood clot crane. Everybody must dead.
The devil is not welcome here.
The devil is not welcome here. This gonna be a combo right here.
Hey, no, you don't. I ain't gonna lie though. I don't know what city y'all in out there though. Everybody throw your flags up. Everybody out there, you know.
Throw your flags up.
I'm gonna tell y'all something about where we at right now. You know, we in the land. You know what I'm saying? We in Thug Land, Cleveland.
You can bring that one back, man. Bring them pianos back.
I don't know where. Some of my brothers up here, man. Yo, man. We gotta figure it out, man. Yo, if I'm walking down the street, bruh, and I give you the head nod, hey, you know what I'm saying? Just throwing to get a head nod.
It ain't no
gotta,
disrespect.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be looking at niggas like, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't no
all
disrespect.
All the kids mean mug you in Cleveland, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's because of bad parenting. Like, that's another
story. That's a bad parenting right there.
You look at a kid, he like,
we never mean mug Miss Johnson.
What you looking at?
Did you ever mean mug Mrs. Williams? And I say names to say that we knew who the people in our neighborhood were.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody mean mug. You mean mug Miss Johnson when you walked away from her. You ain't do it in her face.
You ain't even mean mug.
You just saw respect.
You just was sitting there like, fuck you.
Right, yeah. And that was all in your head.
And you ain't say it out loud.
And I got a question for y'all, though. Something I want all y'all, all the young ladies to pay attention to. Okay? It's a man's motherfucking duty to respect a lady, but it's y'all duty to give her something to respect. How many neighborhoods?
Well, hey,
Turn that down right there. Or a lady that's married.
Say it again.
Well, they could call her by her last name, by Mrs., and it'd be right.
Say
it. I'm gonna say it. If y'all didn't hear, he said it's a man's duty to respect a woman.
100%.
But it's a woman's duty to give him something to respect.
Ding, ding, ding.
So when you look at these neighborhoods and everything, the little young boys is growing up. How many young dudes do they got? How many Miss Robinsons, Miss Washington,
Miss Parkers,
Miss Parkers?
Everybody respects Miss Parker.
Miss Geraldine. No, you know who they got? They got Miss Geraldine.
Damn, he said Geraldine.
Because Miss Geraldine ain't got no husband. You can't call her by her last name and it be righteous. You know what I'm saying? You got to call her by her first name.
Wow.
And a miss.
It's a lady's job to give her something to respect. And that go from a young man to the old man. Young ladies, I'm not, because look, hey, we get on brothers just the same, all right? Don't say we them dudes, because you Rudy Poot ass niggas, we get on y'all motherfuckers.
Man,
too.
We gonna keep on getting on y'all ugly ass niggas.
What? All motherfucking day.
I got the brethren, he ain't even the brethren of mine no more. But he used to be sitting there.
We rounding them up.
Hey, look, he would sit up. Now, his mom, but you know, his mom deceased. And I call her Miss, you know, Miss Boom Boom Boom. I ain't going to even put the name out here.
That's not good.
Yeah, right, right.
But I call her Miss, and blah, she's not blah, even blah, allowed. Blah. But this nigga refers to my mom by her first name like he equal. I said, nigga, I will shoot you in the middle of your motherfucking head, nigga. Forehead.
I never referred to anybody's mama by their first name.
How the fuck you calling my mom her first name when I refer to your mom with Miss in front? Like you somebody, nigga.
Like you somebody.
You bumba clot dusty
like
motherfucker.
You somebody that been with my mama.
Yeah, nigga.
Like, have y'all been together for you to come with the first name?
First name basis?
Nobody in my childhood ever called my mother Clinton.
Bruh, you got
man,
it.
Nigga.
I called my mother Clinton when I wanted to piss her off.
Man,
and
look.
It backfired a lot of times.
Look, look.
I can tell you that.
Hit that nerve. Hit that nerve. I know
yeah,
it did.
Yeah, I know. But I knew what I was doing.
I'm no longer even a part of this podcast no more.
I know
I'm
it hit
dead.
That nerve. I know it hit
Sean
that
Capone,
nerve.
Sean Capone.
You ain't never did that just to strike a nerve?
No, man.
I did. I was an asshole child.
I'm over here.
Hey, my mother punished me for it, though. She did not let that go unnoticed.
I'm off the podcast.
I'd be like, Gwendolyn,
ladies and gentlemen,
she punched the shit out of me.
I'm off.
Ty Lyle is sitting in the corner for a minute. He'll be back.
Listen, it was my way of showing her that I was mad.
Ty Lyle.
And to this day, I think the consequences outweigh my decision.
Okay.
Because I would show her that I was mad and call her by her first name.
I would.
And she would turn around and punch the shit out of me.
It's the Gemini in you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She pissed me off. I turned around.
Oh, I did. Because I was mad. And she turned around and punched me in the chest to show me how much more mad she was.
Okay.
So with that said, why would another motherfucker come over here and call my mother by her first name if I'm taking punishment for it?
Oh, no.
So you understand why I had an individual.
Yeah.
I started looking at an individual.
So round the bottom, I'm saying.
Super sideways. Like, dude, I call your mom the respect that she deserves. May she rest in paradise.
Yeah.
My mom's still alive. And you sitting here calling her my first name, like y'all fucking kicked it and went to Sizzlers and shit and all that.
Son,
fuck you,
oh,
nigga.
No.
Am I older? Am I your older? No,
nigga.
Don't be a menace. Am I your
but
older
you know what?
Son?
Those be them individuals that think they something about themselves. No. But they really fucking jokers.
You can't do that.
You a joker.
You can't.
You a circus, motherfucking clown. You a monkey.
Tickles!
You're a tickles the clown, monkey ass motherfucker for real.
Well,
and I'm glad. And I'm kind of glad that I'm kind of glad I don't even deal with you for real. You know what I mean? Shout out with the middle finger up to Pigpen.
Serious question.
Beautiful one, know exactly what I'm talking about when I call the motherfucker Pigpen.
So serious question.
Go ahead.
Do you think that that's a result of his upbringing? Do he really just not know because he was brought up wrong?
Nope. Mm. No.
Oh, he just doing that just to fuck with you. So you seriously don't think it's because he was just brought up wrong and he don't know no better?
Because for me to call his motherfucking mom.
Yeah, but what if he just don't even pick up on that?
No. Bumba clock fucking no.
You know it when it's apparent. It's apparent when it's apparent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We was always raised to call somebody Mrs. something. Whether it was their first name or
when
last
it's what?
Apparent.
Enough said.
But
meaning, even if you don't know, once you get around,
all right, well,
you should know.
Is everybody that smart? I'm just playing devil's advocate.
But yeah,
so is everybody really that smart?
This individual is actually smart.
That's a good question.
This individual
book smart
actually,
and street smart.
No. This motherfucker is both.
That's a real
he's
combination.
Both. Okay, he's right, both. Right, I'm both. Right, you're both. Right, you're right, both.
Right, yeah, but like I said, that's a real combination. You know. It's usually the people that are usually book smart.
No, man. I'm going to go ahead.
My mother always say, common sense ain't so common,
it's coming
right?
from another, the energy coming from a different place.
Well, that's what I'm asking. So Okay, obviously, let's move on from there then, because obviously you feel like the energy is coming from, it's not his upbringing.
It's not ignorance.
It's not, yeah, it's not ignorance, basically. So, with that
motherfuckers
said,
choosing that shit.
Yeah, you probably got beef then. Because if you feel like it's coming from a different place where it's
well,
not.
Well, I really don't have beef, because if it was like that.
Well, not beef, but you just done.
Yeah, I'm done with I'm done with dealing with motherfuckers.
Not beef as in I'm going to do something to you, but like beef as in, alright, I'm done with you. I'm stepping back. I'm cool.
That's what brings me to this episode right here. We here with episode 45, right? All the way live, season 5.
That's some red flags. You just threw that red flag out. Hey, sometimes you got to be like a referee. You got to throw your flag and blow your motherfucking whistle.
Blow your whistle. So I'm going to go ahead and say this is it. Here's the
personal foul.
Foul on the play.
Here is the episode topic that is going to set the tone. And y'all going to feel this one here.
Well, tell them what it is, man. Talk to them.
Some of y'all play too much. Some of y'all play too much. Dot, dot, dot. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Live in. Some of y'all play too much. All praise is due to the Most High.
To the Universal.
But some of y'all play too much. And it's for the wrong reasons. Y'all play too much because you've been getting played for so long, you want to try and see if you can play other individuals.
Well, we always say hurt people, hurt people.
I said,
that's the finesse code.
You see me over here walking around my tail at? Like I'm a fucking.
The last time we was on here, we was talking about that. But we, evidently, it's something we got to get deeper into, though, because y'all, a lot of people don't realize that y'all even hurt, and y'all hurting people.
Yeah, y'all don't realize you're hurt.
That's why.
And you're hurting people. What? And you reason? Oh, go ahead. We're not gonna overtalk each other.
No.
I want every individual to get their thoughts off. You go ahead.
No,
I know what I'm about to say.
Well, all I was gonna say is that hurt people don't know that because black people don't believe in mental health.
Oh shit.
Yeah. We don't believe in mental health, so we don't think there's nothing wrong. And we refuse to say that something's wrong. We don't know what a sociopath is, but I bet you everyone got one in their family.
Ooh.
Everybody got a sociopath, a psychopath, and a crackhead.
Look, you ain't watching this guy. Thousand Island Dressing.
I'm just saying.
But his
because
face
you don't know his symptoms.
You see his face? You see him? Yeah, a facial expression speak 1,000 words, and that nigga's facial expression, brother's facial expressions right now, you seen it?
Yeah.
Because the real shit he got going on outside of his own immediate shit is that kind of shit. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
We ain't even the same state.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh.
You bet not say.
Are you in charge of the girls?
Are you in charge of the girls?
Oh,
that's
man.
That's the story of the year right there.
Oh, wait. You know I'm telling the truth on that one, here, man. Not to even, you know what I mean? And that's what makes it all the way cool about respect. I ain't have to get in depth. I ain't say nothing about nothing. I just said, you are experiencing this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
From a whole different level. I am too. Right now.
On three different type of personal levels. You know what I'm saying? Because you know when it's family, you know, it's a level deeper when it's family.
When it's family.
Then when it's multiple family members, now you got like two, three levels.
Now we got
deeper.
a problem.
When you got a separated family, you fall into a whole different situation. Yeah, that's why I put it. You fall into a whole different situation where you got to become the mediator in a family.
And that's because a lot of families ain't honest. A lot of people ain't honest. You know, a lot of friendships, relationships, family, cousins, brothers even. I know brothers who wasn't even honest and keeping it real with each other. You know what I'm saying? Folks gotta just be honest and just put it out there. You know what I'm saying?
And that's a life I don't understand.
If it's somebody that you fucking with And you know, they, I ain't saying you either. Put out there to everybody. I ain't saying that shit. But, like, if it's a motherfucker that you know that y'all been keeping 100 with each other and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Yo, when the occasion arises, yo, you just put that shit out there, man. Hey, yo, shorty got my head fucked up. Nah, man, yo, I don't fuck with that nigga. Or whatever it might be. But you put it out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way y'all gonna get past this shit. Or if not, it's going to end up in a bad situation.
I got a,
and nowadays, we got a lot of bad situations happening.
I got a quick question for my brethren. How do you feel? Like, honestly, and I'm going to let y'all speak your piece and speak your business on this.
How love.
But how do you feel when people put you in a box based on their own insecurities, their own wacky-ass experiences in life with people, and not understanding the real live level of human dynamics? So how do you feel when somebody sits there and says, okay, I'm going to give an example. I kind of shared this with y'all earlier. Somebody tells you that you're the emotional one. You're the person with the emotions invested. You're the one with the soft ass heart. You're the one that might be playing yourself. Me and Bertrand spoke on that. Only reason you wouldn't know that because you didn't answer the phone until later on. Cleveland's own Sean Capone. But anyway, how do you feel when people come at you with that kind of energy, but they only doing it because they're trying to project what they have going on on to you?
Put that L on you.
So, I'm going to say this off top. I don't fuck with it. That's weakness. Man. That's bullshit.
Cause look,
I don't deal with it. So I'm gonna elaborate a little bit more, but I'm gonna let my brethren speak their piece on that.
I'm gonna speak on the first level of that, right?
Yes.
The first level I'm gonna speak on that catches my attention off the rip when occasions like that arise, whether I speak on it or not. But what I do notice is,
how dare you?
Evidently, I'm presenting something to you. I'm presenting something to you that's a problem. This is something that's gonna cause a problem. You know what I'm saying? And instead of even addressing the shit or even acknowledging that the problem exists, the first thing you do is turn the shit and look at me. You know what I'm saying? Off the rip, I look at that shit and you be like, oh, this motherfucker on some. You know what I mean?
I got some for you.
You get the side off. The
talk
rip,
to him.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Talk to him.
Because, you know, especially when it comes to dealing with men. Amongst grown men, we dealing with each other. You know what I'm saying? Accountability is something that's real big. You know what I'm saying? And look, the ladies out there, I want y'all to understand something. Look, I love y'all and enjoy being who y'all are. I want y'all to embrace y'all femininity, because trust me, being a man out here is something entirely different, man. You know what I'm saying? And accountability is something real big. Real men, real niggas out here, you know what I'm saying? I can't be in a room with some dudes and I got a problem with a dude, and I might tell him, not that I'm coming with the rah-rah, but I might just slide up on him and be like, bruh, man,
real
look,
quick.
such and such. And instead of even acknowledging it's a problem, he turn around and try to point some shit at me. Right there, to let me know. Oh, man, hold on. Because you ain't even acknowledging the problem or nothing.
Deflecting.
You automatically trying to.
Deflection.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the word I was going to go to.
Deflection.
You know what I'm saying? That's showing no accountability. You know what I'm saying? That's a character flaw in the man. You know what I'm saying? But ladies, like I said, that's something that y'all ain't got to worry about.
Yeah, they do.
Because y'all world ain't that competitive. But no, it's competitive, but not like
Oh, no, they world is incredibly
competitive. Yeah, in a different way.
I can tell you how that goes.
Yeah. You got a main chick, you know. They world is competitive.
A serpent is
relationship, man, chick.
What's the word?
However you might be swinging your boat. But the girl you got with you, you got to maintain her. And you know that she's competing. She's competing. Believe that.
Serpents and snakes can be asexual.
Oh, shit.
Which means they can reproduce by themselves. Serpent or a snake don't necessarily have to be male or female, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows what the fuck the snake was in the Garden of Eden?
No.
Was it a man or a woman snake? Nobody knows.
And the funny thing about it, though, even though it keeps continuing, but it dies every other season, meaning it comes out of its shell. It dies, basically, and comes back. You know what I'm saying?
Just means so it's like a season for loving, probably.
You know what I'm saying? Just like a lady bleeding 7 days, but that's something different.
Did you explain to the real life talk family out here in the world how you feel about motherfuckers coming at you with that kind of energy?
You talking about the whole entitlement?
No, putting you in the box.
Oh, that box.
You sitting there being you, and they sit there
and they watching you being you, and they looking at you like they don't know what they looking at. Matter of fact, they start coming at you like they don't know what they looking at.
That's why I asked that question, y'all.
And everybody around them is telling them what they looking at. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Listen. First of all, I'm going to tell you like
this. It means that they seeing something different. Which means, what the fuck is you looking at then?
I'm going to tell you this.
And that's when the question comes. What the fuck is you really looking at then?
That was brethren, Cleveland's own Sean Capone right there. And he ain't about to speak on his.
I think you seen one of my moments with that before.
Yeah. I'm 6'9", Gemini, June 9th. First of all, I've been in Pandora's box since birth. Everybody put me in the box without even knowing me.
Yep.
Just because of the sign. Now fast forward to the relationships. Where I get put in a box. And I dealt with them, some of them far longer than I should have. Oh. Because it's nothing that's going to change your mind when you get to this. You have me made already, right? You got me pegged. So it's nothing that's really going to change your mind if you're not going to be open-minded about the situation. And especially based on a sign. That's one of the weakest reasons. But now, there are other reasons. Like, I might be nonchalant. I might be this or that when we come into a relationship. But if you already have me pegged from the beginning, and I'm in that box, there's no chance of me getting out of that box. So why spend 4 or 5 years trying to escape the escape room that I cannot escape? I can't escape it because you'll never let me escape it because you're always never going to see me like this. Whereas I've been in relationships on a bad note, and I've always heard from my parents and everybody, now my people down south, that the way you go in is the way you go out. Always heard this. It still gave people the benefit of the doubt, though.
Yep.
Because I never put them in that box because I'm just one of those adaptable kind of people.
Alabama, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee.
Go to the Ozarks,
Louisiana.
But I've always gave people the benefit of the doubt.
Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas.
Yeah. But you know, the same niggas that was in Arkansas was the same niggas that was in Oklahoma. Was the same niggas that was in Mississippi.
And the motherfuckers that was in Detroit and Cleveland.
Yep. Chickasaw, Pequot.
They came all the way.
Don't even get the name of the tribe, but.
I gave everybody the benefit of the doubt, knowing that the way I go in is the way I go out. But I never put anybody in that box. Mm. So I always felt betrayed that I got put in that box. Because it's like, you're not even giving me a fighting chance.
And you going in good faith.
Yeah, I'm going in good faith.
You going in good faith, and they already putting you in the motherfucking junk. And you know what I'm saying? You looking at them. You trying to see them for who they really are.
So after several failures,
I realized, you know what I'm saying?
So now that I'm about to get married, I realized that Oh, after several failures, and I'm about to get married.
I got something to say. That's why
I realized that
we are man's motherfucking best men. But go ahead.
But I realized that me doing what they did to me, I realized I should have cut ties much sooner. But it still don't make me do what they did to me.
Nope.
You know, and I still get left in that box to this day when I talk to exes and things. I'm still that person. I'm still that person that'll never change. But I don't think you could change. I mean, what did I tell you before? Leopard can't change their spots. A zebra can't change their stripes, but they can clean their coat.
Yep.
So I haven't changed because people really don't change. They evolve. That's what I've done.
They can hop in the
river. I'm still the same person that you met in fucking 1995.
They can hop in the river,
but
lick their wounds.
You know,
right. Clean the fuck
off. I'm still the same person.
Oh.
But I have evolved.
I'm going to go to the lick the wounds system. Keep on.
I'm just saying, I can't really change everything that I am. That would actually be like me taking on a false identity, like I committed a crime or something. I became a totally different person. I'm not capable of that, of becoming a totally different person, but I evolve. I learn things. I use what I learn
to become... Natural progression.
Yeah, it's a progression.
Natural progression.
So, yes, I'm not trying to change who I am because if I wasn't who I was when you met me, then you'd never like me in the first place.
That ain't natural.
I become somebody totally different? Why not evolve, learn? Why not become mature? Why not progress in life?
With still being the same person.
That's what I'm saying.
That I am.
I'm not trying to change my stripes. I'm just trying to wash off a little dirt. I don't want to change my stripes.
Because me being a person that's who done lived in 5 cities in 3 different states, and then I can't even name you all the places I'd have been to and shit, and lived at years at a time, and did shit, created a life that I go back there now, you know what I'm saying? But...
What are you talking about?
We talking shit.
And it's about 3 different cities I can go to where niggas will call me by 3 different names. But by each 3 of them different names... I'm still the same.
He is I and I is him. Slim with the tilted brim. What's your name?
That's who I was to them. And I accepted who I was to them. But I'm still the same Sean to everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
okay. You said something. Definitely.
Cause you can't lose yourself.
But here's something I want to tap all the way into real quick when it comes to that, and it ties into just in case if y'all feel like we off subject and off topic. No, we're not.
No,
some of y'all play too much. So here's what we're gonna go ahead with.
Oh,
my man said,
hit him in the head. This would try to make it all make sense, yo.
My man said. what was it?
Playing yourself. Not playing yourself.
Yeah, can't lose yourself.
Can't lose yourself? No. It was something specific.
I'm 3 different names in 3 different cities, but I'm still the same nigga to each one of the niggas each one of them cities. They all know me by different names.
When I'm in the South...
Sounds kind of like mythology.
When I'm in the South, they call me Cleveland.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
They got a bad habit of doing that, actually. They do that in Arkansas, too. They be like, what's up, Cleveland?
Like, shut the fuck up.
Right. And that's who,
funny.
And that's who you is.
I ain't coming out and say, what's up, Arkansas?
I do. I'll be like, what's up, right?
And that's who you is to them, and you accept it. Know what I'm saying, right? Am I right?
You know you're going to get a response out of me.
What's up, South OPP? Oh.
South OPP. Shout out to South OPP.
Snap.
30 seconds to people don't know South OPP. South OPP is a little town right down in Alabama. 30 minutes away from Florida, didn't even get put on the map until 1992.
No. Oh, snap.
They had watermelon trucks. I was used to ice cream trucks up here. They had watermelon trucks that played tunes.
Yo, shout out to them 911 boys.
You hear this guy?
They did.
They had watermelon trucks that played
tunes. I think it was, I'm in Dixie.
Shout out to them 911 boys. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
No, Jimmy Crack Corn is what they used to play.
Stay off that highway. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, shout out to the 911 boys.
Thank you for shouting out to South OPP.
Yeah.
With the screen doors, I thought was screen doors, but they wasn't. It was a thing full of mosquitoes.
Oh, shit.
Great place to
live. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You need a screen door.
But they gave me some of my best wisdom down in South. Mainly how to get to Disney World. But that's another story.
Oh, a couple different places too. That road, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm still trying to figure out what Brethren said. That was very pivotal. I ain't want to interrupt.
What I was just talking about how, like, you know what I'm saying, Brett can't lose himself. You was saying the one thing, so I was just saying how, like, you know what I'm saying, I'd have been somebody who done went to different cities, different states, and had to ingratiate myself, but had to still let people know that I'm still me. So, like, yeah, I developed a new moniker for what they called me, and I accepted that. But each one of them cities, I'm still the same nigga that I am right now.
It's fine. Okay.
I remember the first thing you said was that the brothers out here need to know how to respect women, but women need to know how to be respected.
Oh, yeah.
Basically. That was
make us respect you.
Know how to give us something to respect.
That was one, two, three.
Yeah.
Four, five, and six.
Because growing up, we had Miss Wilson, Miss Johnson, Miss... How many misses is it? Who married now? Like, the young men nowadays, who they gonna respect?
Oh, yeah, because that's when you was talking about all boys.
You know what I'm saying? I hate to rat y'all little niggas out, but it ain't the old school niggas robbing and targeting women and children. It's the youngins, man, because they ain't got no respect for nobody.
Okay. I like when my brothers went with me. I had somebody tell me.
Our culture is, you know what I'm saying, it flipped.
I had somebody tell me today. Oh, man. And they said it, too. They were so fucking adamant on it. They thought they was winning. You could tell when they had malice in their heart. They had the L on their back. Malice in their heart.
Malice is a real word.
That's ready to go, huh? Clips.
I mean, it is. So, malice is a real word.
I got told that, you know, I got a soft heart.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I start that. Soft heart. And, when I heard that, I'm looking like soft heart. Bitch, I did this gothic shit out here to humans. Gothic.
But you're nice to her.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Do you think she misphrased it?
Maybe I don't give a fuck what she did.
All right.
She fucked up by saying that. Just like the individual told me, I just want to make sure you're not playing yourself. You fucked up too. How the fuck you gonna say that? You don't think? Look, how you gonna say that? When you played yourself with the company you chose to keep that got you fucked up in the first place.
Words are important.
I ain't the nigga.
Play it back up.
Man, come on now.
Words are important.
I ain't the nigga that got you fucked up.
Let's get into this.
I ain't do it. But you wanna come at me with that. Okay. Alright. So that since that's being the case. Okay. Alright. Head nodding. Beg your pardon. Bitches, we demand perfection.
Bitch, I demand perfection.
That's a problem. A lot of these motherfuckers don't.
Here's the one word right here that ties all this all the way in. It's part of their AAA membership. Accountability.
go back to that.
So if you're one of them individuals that don't have triple all the way AAA in your fucking life, you gonna make empty ass blanket statements like that. You gonna throw your rocks in your chandelier house. You gonna kick dirt with your fucking dusty ass motherfucking casa. Casa. You gonna do all that shit. You gonna do all that. And here's the sad thing about it when it comes to that kind of shit right there.
Talk to him.
You got the audacity to throw those kind of rocks and kick that kind of dirt at individuals that actually know who they are, know where they've been, know where they want to be, and know where they're going. See, that's true success.
I want to tell y'all something too.
Hold on real quick.
Talk to him, man.
And for individuals that have to justify their fucked upness, you already lost. You already lost out here.
You gotta justify
your fucked up shit. You use it as a crutch.
Well, I wasn't really trying to. I was.
No, because this happened to me, it's gonna happen to you.
Nah, bitch.
Like, that's that just.
Nah, bitch.
Well, somebody did it to me. Will that go back to hurt people? So, this happened to me, so it's gonna happen to you.
That's why y'all see all these sexual assault cases happening in the music industry now, and in the film industry.
But
they're gonna do it to somebody.
Man, look, it's funny you brought that up, but we ain't gonna even go in there. That's a whole nother beautiful ass subject for another
hurt people.
So I'm hearing this shit, and the individuals are saying this shit they say to me. First of all, that soft heart part.
Hey, yo.
That soft heart part. When it comes to me. Because I'm a caring individual. Okay. I seen something recently. Actually, today.
Yeah. Well, it came across the wire.
I actually posted it.
Oh, okay.
Check me out.
Came across the wire.
Ty Chris Kenner.
Right.
Ty Live Handles. Facebook, whatever. I posted it.
Promo.
When you have a healing heart in essence, you're going to attract damaged people.
That's true.
Or if you're just somebody they can relate to.
No, that's a whole different situation. When you have a healing heart, I've been through the same fucking whack-ass traumatizing situations that these other motherfuckers been through. Maybe not exactly the same shit, but I've been through some shit that would alter me and have me all jaded and fucked up in life.
Ain't no trauma bonding, too.
That's
a real one. Because, you know,
I attract the most damagedest.
Me too.
I'm making the word
me
up.
Me on too.
Damagedest.
Me too, man. Yeah.
Chicks, man. It's disgusting.
Shout out to Pippa Ken, the damages.
The damages is ass motherfuckers, man. Like, damn.
The thing in the world is the most damages.
Man, I'll be sitting there looking like, damn.
No, we ain't pimping y'all. We make up words. We revere that.
I'm going to say this about me.
We revere that to the pimping.
Hey, I'm only speaking on me right here. I ain't trying to save you. Nope, I don't have no cape on.
Y'all, they make up words. Y'all know that shit.
I'm only trying to be a superhero for my kids. Not for y'all bitches. With y'all damaged ass, traumatized, dickhound, motherfucking traumas and shit out here. That's why I made a podcast episode talking about traumatized dickhounds and traumatized pusshounds.
No, okay. No, check this out, Tom.
I went there.
Here was something I was thinking about, yo.
Motherfuckers. I was crazy for doing that.
Just check this out,
man,
yo.
Suck my dick.
You ever notice, like, all right, in our society today, right?
Suck this dick.
Everybody. Just about everybody got an idea about what the black men do in their household.
Oh,
at their
jobs, go there.
They make skits about it.
Oh,
it's TV shows, man, about it, right? Look. You don't know what the fuck the We don't know what the fuck the Latino man do in this household. We don't know what the Chinese man do in this household. But you know why they know what the fuck we do? I hate to say it. Because our women tell them. Y'all on the TV shows. Y'all on the blogs. Y'all on the Instagram. Y'all on the motherfucking gram. Y'all on Facebook. Y'all telling. Look like they. Look, man. So now you wonder why it's easy for them to make a love of hip hop, basketball wise, what, house wise of East Cleveland, nigga.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they know everything we do. You know what I'm saying?
The real housewives of Kansas.
And the reason I know this is because I ain't telling them. I know my nigga Ty ain't telling him.
You say East Cleveland?
88 ain't telling him.
Real Housewives of Kansas.
Oh.
88 ain't telling him. My nigga Patch ain't telling him.
My parents don't even know what's going on in my
Chuno house. Ain't telling him. Our chicks is telling him everything.
Brethren Fats ain't telling him.
Our chicks telling him everything about us. The little Chinese lady, she ain't running out telling everybody about what her man do.
No, it's an ancient Chinese secret.
No, ancient Chinese secret, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That's bad. I'm sorry.
Here's something I gotta ask.
All respect due to the Chinese folks. Konnichiwa.
Hey, I didn't make that commercial.
Why is it a problem?
Hey.
That someone.
Article Japan, wear your flag. Throw your flag up. I love y'all.
Please, Japan, I'm waiting for you to show up on the flags. I'm waiting for you.
Throw your flag. I know y'all listening.
I fuck with y'all shit, man. I like your sushi. I like your culture. I like how you do.
Yeah,
I want to go to Okinawa.
Yo, we giving y'all a compliment, man. Y'all get respect, man. Hey.
I want to go to Okinawa.
I'm going to call it what it is, man.
I'm trying to be, you know what I mean? But
we just saying we want some motherfucking, respect out this motherfucking. Y'all better get it. I was bullshit. Yeah, it's a real shit though.
Moving forward, me personally, because I like how Brethren is here. He is doing exactly what we have to do sometimes to fucking downplay. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Y'all had some jokes. But here's one thing. I want respect more than your loyalty.
Yes.
More than your accolades and your flowers. You don't respect me, you can't be loyal to me.
A nigga really don't give a fuck how much money a chick making for real.
We ain't gonna go. Some of these niggas, dudes are
gonna
being just like females.
I've seen households fall apart because they're not bringing home the bacon. Mm. But as long as I make the eggs and the toast, who the fuck cares?
Right. Because if you a man in the house, you a man in the house, period. And a man want a woman. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get a dildo and make your bag and shit, but your motherfucking bag ain't gonna motherfucking rub your motherfucking feet when you get off of work and shit. It ain't gonna discipline the kids and shit when they acting up and shit.
Yeah.
The motherfucking bag ain't gonna
Don't get me started, man.
Because we love the ladies and we need y'all.
But here's one thing that's not going to be allowed with this conglomerate of brethren right here. We're not going to compromise self.
That's right.
We're not going to compromise real mental health to appease you motherfuckers no more. And that's what y'all have a problem with. You can call me all the soft-hearted, this is Nats. Listen, y'all know shit.
You see that word stuck in the
car. Y'all know shit about this guy right here, live time. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little something about me real quick. And this is, I'm about to sum it up real quick. Since y'all like that shit, y'all like this toxic shit. So let me give you a little toxic shit real quick. My kids' moms, all y'all can get it once a month. It's 12 months in a year.
PSA?
12 months in a year. I have the benefit of only having 5 to deal with. So you pick your month. It could be the month that your birthday is on. I'm gonna blow your shit up. And the difference of me blowing your shit up now versus when we made our kid is I'm a lot more in tune with self now. So I'm gonna treat you exactly what the hell you are. You a TDH.
It's going down.
I still have a little bit of TPH in me. No problem. So we go ahead and work it out. That's just the ones I have kids with. Okay.
That's a good deal.
Look, I ain't gonna use it. Yeah, whatever. That's for y'all. Okay, the ones I don't have kids with that are actually solid. I ain't gonna name the ones, but I hope y'all really hear me real clear when I'm saying this to you. Because I'm speaking right to you on this one. And this.
Plus.
It's spread, you know what I mean? I wish y'all could see what I'm doing right now. Yeah. Let's go see you. If it don't apply, let it fly. When it comes to you specifically, quit trying to pit yourself and compete with other women that you don't know exist. And if you do know they exist, it's only because I'm telling you on this podcast platform right here. I'll tell you to your fucking face, but I don't have no time for that drama. I'll tell you to your face, but I don't have time for that drama.
And if you get it to your face, you know a nigga really care about it.
I'm not on it.
It ain't disrespect.
I've seen some shit.
It ain't disrespect. A nigga really
care. I recently went through some shit. My man's right here to my right. 88 Keys. He knows. My man to my left.
Hey, yo, yo.
Sean Capone, hey, Cleveland's hey. Home. He knows too. They both know I have some names I would like to say right now, but I'm not doing it.
The names I are changed not. To protect the innocent. Yes. And the guilty.
They're not innocent. They're not innocent. They so guilty, it stinks. You stink!
Yo.
Cause y'all know better. You know better. You know better. You know better. If I'm not with any one of my kids' moms, do you think that's by design? Not mine. Not mine. Not mine. Not mine. Not mine. Okay. Some ain't made to be with. Okay, whatever. Some ain't made to be with nobody. So we got a whole nother problem on that. I ain't trying to be the fucking cake wearer. I'm just saying what I'm saying. Okay, with that being the case, say what you want to say about me.
But they want you to lie to them.
You think I'm using this podcast platform as a fucking shield? No, I'm not. I would rather have these conversations with y'all before I even put this kind of information
person
out here.
Person, live, face to face.
And the reason being the case, y'all the reason why I have the energy to even come out here and be this kind of transparent. My shit is personal journal. My shit is personal journal. Real live talk is personal journal. If you got a fucking problem with it, don't subscribe. Don't tune in and listen. I'm going to get to mine because there's a lot of individuals that have have personal journal shit.
Because it's real live.
What's separate? What's the difference between me and you?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
What's the difference between me and you?
Now, I know the difference. They ain't doing
I don't give two fucks about y'all validation.
They ain't doing this shit right here. That's different.
Well, I don't need your validation. My brethren right here don't need your validation. We've been through some real live shit. We've seen some real live shit. We all fucking fathers too. Yo. Dads too.
Hey yo, drop your comments in there, man. All the dads out there who y'all basically y'all on y'all own. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all got kids, y'all you know what I'm saying? Your mom, the kid's mom is a single mom, but what they label you, you just a nigga. You just a nigga out here.
At the end of the day, I just want y'all to do exactly
Shout
what you are.
Shout out to y'all, man. Take care of your kids. Take care of your business, man.
I just want you to do what you are supposed to do.
When you validate something, you usually have to pay later, don't you?
Yeah.
That's the way. Whether you get a parking receipt validated,
yeah.
Get a coupon validated, you still got to pay in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So validation is like later paper.
Get that paperwork, boy. You paying something.
I don't want your validation, but you gonna respect mine. And if you don't.
And my other question is, how can the invalid validate?
Man. Shit. Here we go.
Man. I'm just saying, you know.
Man, look. Hey,
I know quite a few brainless people out there.
This might go into a whole nother podcast episode right here. Because he over here just bust your ass.
Man.
How can?
And with that right there, I want to say all my young brothers out there, man, look, yo, you got all the time in the world because your body, you can't grow with your age, but you got to know how to grow it, you know what I'm saying? So start looking into yourself and investing in yourself now, man. The ladies, they going to come when you get to what you need to be doing, you understand what I'm saying?
And I had to hear it from his mom.
To the young ladies out there, man. Yo, you ain't gonna be 25 forever.
He was right here.
See, it's the only thing that makes something wrong.
Be serious about life.
He was the only one. He was hearing it with me.
Marinate on that.
You know what I'm saying?
Seeds is the only thing that make things grow.
Yep.
So if you ain't platinum, then what the hell we grow?
You ain't platinum.
Yeah, young ladies, man, be serious about life. Trust me. You might not want to hear this, but a man value could grow with his age if he increases resources. A female growing in age, she's just a female growing in age, no matter how much money she gets. I hate to say it, it sounds cruel, but that's just the way life is. You know what I'm saying? So be serious about life, you know what I'm saying? And look at real prospects.
Quit playing.
In your life.
Quit playing, you know, so much.
Men, get on your grind, man. Stay on your grind, you know what I'm saying? Next year could be the best year of your life if you're playing for it.
Next month could be the best month.
Definitely.
These next 25 minutes could be the best 25 minutes I experienced in a long time.
It is the saddest time right now where you gotta fucking watch what little information you give.
Man.
Individual.
To anybody, right?
To anybody.
Anybody, man.
Motherfucker say, are you okay? If anybody asks me that right now, man, I'm going to look you in the face and say, I'm alive. I'm doing my thing, but I'm not okay. I'm not okay at all. And it's okay. That's okay. But they hear that and they be like, they throw some old random comment.
You know,
I hope everything gets better for you. What you mean? It's never gonna get better.
I gotta keep doing this.
What the fuck you mean?
And I know I gotta keep doing
this. It's never gonna get better. That's what I have to accept. And matter of fact, talking to individuals like you, man, you help me accept it fast. Because what the fuck? You hope everything gets better. Nothing's ever gonna be perfect in this shit. Nothing is ever gonna be idealistic in this shit. But if you don't get it together on recognizing right from wrong, you're gonna be fucked up out here. Cause that's what it is. It's right and wrong. If you're one of them individuals that struggle with black and white, it's an area called the gray area.
And right and wrong.
Come hang with us.
And right and wrong is right in between there.
We can go ahead. We can go day drink together.
Saint.
Let's go day drink together in the gray area.
In between the political parties, it's that gray area.
In between everything is the taint.
Where right and wrong exists. In between
place that nobody wants to go.
It's a place called right and wrong.
That's
it's just that gray area.
The place that nobody wants to go. No, we're going to the taint.
Slide on in there. Take a look in there.
Y'all stink.
You know what I'm saying? it's even a it's a real fun part in there called what people call the weirdos with conspiracy theories and shit. Take a look in there. You know what I'm saying?
So
unpopular opinions could be some fun ones if you look into them. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. I don't take kindly to individuals.
I don't take no back talk on no bar shit either.
I don't take kindly to individuals with they fucked up ass brokenness talking shit to me about what man with it. Man.
You ain't gonna be sassing me neither, boy.
You ain't gonna be sassing me.
Don't sass nobody.
You ain't about to be sassing me.
Boy, that's what we done came to in this world. Right.
We got the red going on. See?
Sassing is part of the
motherfuckers
culture.
We could easily go way beyond 60 minutes on this shit right here. But they stop us at that. So we about to get our own podcast platforms going. For real, real. Mm-hmm. Y'all get what y'all getting right now. But just know it's about to be a different level of this shit. I'm Lifetime Handles. I'm signing off.
Hey, yo, yo. Hey, hey.
I'm with my brethren.
88 degrees.
Y'all got us fucked up.
The liveest in your city, in your state, wherever we broadcasting that, trust me, tired of liveest in your city, nigga. That's what we rocking with them, nigga. So
and I'm dealing with two musical geniuses.
Genius. 88 so great.
It's
y'all.
A we thing, not a me thing.
Oh, shit.
But I love the fucking accolades. Flat out.
88 so great.
Y'all better get it together. Be careful.
Hey, yo, yo.
Be sucker free if you know how to be. Shout out to my peoples on that. All the ancestors. Because right now, I wish the ancestors was alive right now, what I'm going through. Yeah. Live out. Oh, man. Go back to that. Oh, go back to the new joint you did.
Which one?
The very first, the freshest joint you got.
All that new shit.
The newest joint you had. The freshest one.
That G-Unit.
Let's go ahead.
That,
yeah.
That G-Unit.
That Jeezy. That fucking, that Yayo, nigga. That.
Mm-hmm. We about to sign up.
Nigga, let me, nigga, no, nigga. This was Drake from Yayo, nigga. No, fuck Yayo, no. This was supposed to get Lloyd, nigga. This was supposed to get Lloyd, nigga. This was Drake supposed to get Lloyd, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, this is supposed to get Lloyd, nigga.
Yeah.
Shit like this,
you
nigga.
You in the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean with this one.
I can hear him now, nigga. Nigga. Beat her. You gotta begin to come when I. Man, hey, Lloyd was nice, though. Respect to Lloyd, though. Lloyd was nice, though.
Bye.